Don't forget to keep up and read Steve's latest column at Newsmax.com.
She didn't know what she was headed for. And when I found what she was headed for, it was too late.
Yeah, clearly, if you're a woman and you don't vote for a woman or for a Democrat, clearly you're a gender traitor. I mean, that's one of the narratives being thrown around. If you're a woman and didn't vote for Stacey Abrams in Georgia, well, you're a gender traitor. And if you didn't vote for Andrew Gillum, you're a gender traitor, and you're probably racist. Good guess anyhow, right? Because they're African-American candidates, both of them. If you don't support them and their policies by natural extension, you are a racist. My next guest, Christine Flowers, is an attorney and writer at The Inquirer and Daily News. Christine, welcome back.
Hey, Steve. Good morning.
Good to have you here. I understand that you heard on a local public TV station that women who voted for the GOP were either racist or doing what their husbands told them to do. I understand that's the way it works now. If your husband tells you how you're to vote, that's what women diligently do in America in 2018.
Yeah, it was actually our local radio affiliate, WHYY, here in Philadelphia. I was listening the other day to their midterm roundup, and they had a round table of guests, and they were all women, and they were talking about the midterms. And, you know, I'm going around the kitchen doing my stuff, and then I literally dropped a glass that was in my hand when I heard one of the panelists, who is a professor of, I believe, Africana studies out here, saying, well, I can't escape the idea that if a woman voted for a Republican, she had to be, number one, a racist, and number two, had to be following the lead of her husband, basically had to be doing what her husband said. And the host really didn't do anything. The host of the show just kind of sort of chuckled. And then one of the other guests sort of echoed that same sentiment and said, yes, we do see that a much larger number of Republican women are married and are more, you know, docile and don't work out of the home. And so it's more likely that their interests are economically tied to their husbands, so they're going to follow the lead. And it was just, you know, I'm shaking my head because I'm a registered Republican. I'm not married, never been married. You know, some guy trying to tell me how to vote, he'd have to be in the emergency room in a couple of minutes. And, you know, I mean, and also the idea that, oh, that just a vote for a Republican is de facto a vote for racism.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, Steve, I've heard these things before.
Well, I need to stop you there because what they've done, they being the left and their cohorts and allies in the media, first of all, they've turned nationalism into something dirty. You know, FDR was a nationalist. Winston Churchill was a nationalist. These are people who believed in defending their country first. But now being a nationalist is the fast track. You're a member of the Ku Klux Klan, of which there is almost no membership, by the way. These Aryan-based white supremacy organizations are almost non-existent in America and would be, for the most part, forgotten, if not publicized, by the mainstream media because they want to keep them alive. They want to keep those ghosts alive as long as possible because it creates what they need, which is victims. They got to have victims to promote their ideology and create victims, and therefore you have to make sure that Donald Trump might as well be wearing a white hood at this point for most of these folks.
Well, you know, and this is sort of a little bit of a corollary and a little bit of a detour, but I know a lot of Trump supporters had a problem with Jeff Sessions recusing himself. And that, you know, that's one issue. I would set that aside. But talking about the hypocrisy of the left, Jeff Sessions, when he was the state attorney general down in Alabama, he prosecuted KKK members.
That's
right. Prosecuted race baiters. And, you know, and everybody on the left is calling him a racist, whereby they embraced Robert Byrd, who was a grand wizard in the KKK. So the hypocrisy of the left is just astounding, breathtaking, and overwhelming.
I wonder if Jeff Sessions is going to go back and get his Senate seat back. Some people think that he might, now that he's no longer the Attorney General, that he might go back and take his seat back that was picked up by Doug Jones in a fluke of an election here recently, a few months ago. I can tell you, no matter who runs for the seat in Alabama, it'll be a Republican, might be Jeff Sessions. We'll see what happens there. As you look out, though, isn't it stunning. We were just looking at a magazine, Marie Claire, choosing their 50 most influential women. Not a single Republican, not the First Lady, not Nikki Haley, not Candace Owen. Nobody on their list that's a Republican or a conservative or even remotely supposed to Donald Trump. On the entire list of 50 women that are most influential to Marie Claire, this women's magazine you see on the rack at the checkout in the supermarkets, it's just more evidence that there's a single narrative. And if you don't buy into it, Christine, there's something wrong with you, not me.
Yeah, exactly. I tweeted at the I tweeted out to the editor of I think it was Marie Claire, something along the same lines. I mean, they were raising up the women of Ireland for voting to legalize abortion, to get rid of the amendment that banned abortion, as some great, wonderful, fantastic thing that they did for women. And I tweeted out to them, because I happen to be very pro-life, I said, really? Talk to the unborn women out there, and let's see if they think that this is a great initiative. It really is so skewed to the left. And what about that? The congresswoman who is the first Palestinian to be voted into Congress, and she drapes herself in the Palestinian flag. I mean, I look at these things and I say, what is happening?
I think that was the woman, a member of Congress elect from Minnesota, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. So it's very upsetting. And I don't like women. We talked about this about a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, when the Kavanaugh hearings were going on. I don't want them to speak for me. I have my own voice, and I know a lot of the women in your listening audience have that same voice. We don't need to have our voices filtered through this liberal kind of like censor. You know, we can speak for ourselves, and we don't need to have someone saying, oh, you're doing what your husband told you to do. That would be really great. I don't have a husband. But even if I did, good luck trying to get me to do what you want me to do.
Yeah, I mean, this is how you're going to vote. Here's your card. Don't mess it up. And if he loses, you're in trouble. Yes. You know, when I first heard that, was it Hillary Clinton that first suggested that women were just doing what their husbands told them to do? It doesn't matter. I certainly hope she runs again. Don't you hope that Hillary runs again? Won't that be fun for everybody?
Oh, I think, wasn't it Kellyanne Conway's response was, oh, God, please, yes.
Yeah.
Four-word response. I agree. Oh, God, please, yes, let her run.
Yeah. Well, wouldn't that be great? All right. Christine Flowers, greatly appreciate you being here, as always. We'll keep an eye on it all and have you back soon.
Take care, Steve.
Christine, thank you so much. It is Wednesday here in the program. As I mentioned, tomorrow I'm going to be absent from the job. I'm going to play hooky for a little bit, just so you know, because tomorrow to me is a state holiday. It should be a national holiday because it's the opening of firearms deer season, and that's what I do. All right? This part of the program brought to you by Fresh Start Tax Solutions. Don't get caught with your taxes in chaos. You need to get on top of it, and you need to get on top of it today. Fresh Start Tax Solutions is here to help. Chris McClatcher has 25 years of experience helping people just like you. Go to stevegruber.com, click on the Fresh Start banner to find out more, and you can get your taxes in order. And that's an important thing to do. Chris McClatcher, 25 years experience. We've been talking to Chris for years now. Know that he's there to help you and get things done. All right. Still to come on the program today, Congressman Dan Kildee will be here. He was just reelected, Democrat reelected to Michigan's 5th Congressional District. Jennifer Hartline will have more of a conversation about how the Republicans are being painted as gender traitors. If they're women and you vote for a Republican, you're a gender traitor. More on that topic still ahead. And Ron Van Timmeren, Celebration Cinemas. What's new at the movies? We'll talk about it straight ahead.
There are two kinds of people, those that have had their identity stolen and those that will. Which one are you? Get protection now with the Michigan Chamber of Commerce Identity Theft Protection Employee Benefit Solution. Employees get the best identity theft protection from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, and you get peace of mind at a fraction of the cost. Get everyone covered before you or they get hacked. Get identity theft protection through the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Chamber banner right now.
Hear that? Isn't that a beautiful sound? Well, DTE Energy is committed to keeping them safe. That's why we monitor the natural gas system 24/7, 365. Upgrade and inspect thousands of miles of neighborhood gas lines. And do over 300,000 safety inspections every year. Because to us, safety is all about your peace of mind. And it sounds like this. DTE Energy. Know your own power. While most costs keep going up, the price of natural gas has gone down. When DTE Energy's natural gas costs dropped, we lowered your rates too. We buy when costs are low and store to keep prices stable. Overall, natural gas bills are down 30% over the last 10 years. And that should feel. Find out more at dteenergy.com/price. DTE Energy. Know your own power.
If you're ready to lose weight and feel great again, then it's time to do it. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost, is your custom solution to losing those extra pounds. MyPureHealthSolutions builds a custom plan just for you. Not a one-size-fits-all, but something designed for you. Find out more by logging on to MyPureHealthSolutions.com or call 616-426-3910. And remember, you can use Flex accounts and health savings accounts too. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it today.